NBC News.
WWTC, Minneapolis and St. Paul, we're back. Welcome back, Twin Cities, and Al Flom, our chief engineer here at WWTC, is really over there in the corner, pumping away on that piano. That's what you're hearing. And then eventually the roll runs out and goes flap, 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 flap. Well, we're flapping here. This is hour number four. Welcome back and a good morning to you. And a reminder, set those clocks forward by 1 hour because daylight savings time is now taking effect officially today. This is Minneapolis Radio plus St. Paul. Taking the weekend off, what there is left of it. We'll see you then Monday evening at 8:35, the regular starting time. And Monday night, good guest coming up. Her name is, Janet Barkus, talking about victims. Title of her book, Victims. We're all victims of crime. Rape, assault, robbery, that sort of thing. It should be kind of different, and we'll see you then come Monday. Twin Cities weather, 72 degrees at last report. Humidity is 87%, the wind from the southeast at 10. And we can expect a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and Sunday with a chance of an occasional severe thunderstorm and locally heavy rainfall tonight. We can expect a low by morning of around 60 degrees. Right now, the new temperature just in, it's 71 degrees. Rain showers also reported in the Twin Cities, 71 degrees, WWTC, Minneapolis and St. Paul, 12 midnight, sleep well.
NBC Radio News. Pope John Paul I is keeping the cardinals who elected him sequestered in the Vatican for at least 2.5 more hours.